thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you're able. Man, I love the confirmation of the Lord. Brother Caleb had absolutely no idea what I was going to be speaking on today, but God did. Amen, but God did. He knew, and man, I'm telling you, I received confirmation. And I tell you, I got an unction in my spirit today. And I know that what I'm going to speak on today, someone needs to hear it. God has already confirmed it. Amen. And I'm thankful for his confirmation. If you got your Bibles, if you turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians, amen, the 4th chapter and the 15th verse, amen. I want to read verse 15 through 18 very quickly, amen. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 15 through 18. You can shout amen if you're there. Amen. If you don't have a Bible, amen, please see us before you leave this place today. We want to make sure you got one. Amen. We want every home to have a Bible in it. The book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 15th verse. The word of the Lord, amen, out of the mouth of the Apostle Paul. Amen. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And we're getting down to the meat and potatoes right here. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Everybody say moment. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Church, one moment can mean everything. One moment can mean everything. I just watched it about 10 minutes ago. One moment can mean everything. I want to preach to this body today on this simple fact that moments matter. Moments matter. I want you to lay your Bibles down in your seat. I want you to clap your hands together all over this house for the glory of God today. If you're thankful that he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, put breath in your body, come on, come on. If you're glad he puts food on your table, clothes on your back, keeps you in a sound mind today, would you give him some glory all over this house today? Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. You may be seated. I love when the Lord gives us confirmation. Amen. Brother Caleb had no idea what I would be speaking on today. And he got up speaking about moments. Amen. How many know God will line things up? He will line things up. I want to preach to this body for a few moments today on this subject that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has placed on my heart. I want to speak to you about the simple fact that moments matter. Moments matter. Amen. History is often shaped not by decades, but by seconds. By seconds. Lives are altered. Destinies are redirected. Eternity is influenced by what can happen in a single moment. How many know a single moment can be a matter of life and of death? Moments matter. There are moments in life that last only a few seconds, but they carry the weight of eternity. They carry the weight of eternity. Amen. A man, imagine with me, a man jogging through a neighborhood when his heart suddenly stops. Amen. And he collapses to the sidewalk he was running on. Cars drive past him. People who think he's drunk pass by him. Time passes when all of a sudden a stranger runs over to him. No hesitation, no debate. She had learned CPR years before but never imagined that she would have to use it. But in that moment, training met opportunity. Just not long ago, Sister Wanda had a heart attack right out here in our foyer. Years, decades ago, my mother had a heart attack right in the middle of service. Can I tell you, moments matter. Your eternity can be determined in a matter of seconds. Amen. And moments matter today. A stranger runs to him. She knows CPR. She begins compressions. She's counting breaths. She refuses to quit. Paramedics later arrive and they say, if someone had not acted immediately, he would have died. Church, one moment can separate life from death. I want to preach to you today for just a few moments on the power of a moment. A moment matters. Every moment matters. Every moment of our lives matter. Amen. One moment separates life from death. All throughout Scripture, God works through moments. Moses turned aside for just a moment to see a burning bush. And you know what? That moment becomes the beginning of the deliverance of the nation of Israel. One moment. One moment, one glance at a burning bush changed the future of a nation. David steps onto a battlefield for just a moment with Goliath. Amen. And that moment turns a shepherd boy into a king. Ooh, glory. I feel the Lord today. Y'all might not want me to preach, but I'm going to anyway. You know why? Because I feel an unction from the Holy Ghost, and I know what God has sent me in this house to do today. God told me to tell you that every moment matters today. Every single moment matters. Esther stands before a king for just a moment. She stood before that dignitary, and that moment saved the lives of Israel from annihilation. Just that moment that she stood before that king. Moments are often brief, but moments are never insignificant. They might not last long sometimes, but they have eternal weight. And what we do when a moment comes determines what's going to happen next. I'm going to say that again because some of y'all need to get that down in your spirit. What you do when a moment comes determines what's going to happen next. That's right. What you do determines what's going to happen next. Paul writes our text today that we're speaking from a moment of pressure. When Paul writes the book of 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, he's not writing from a place of comfort. He's not. He's not writing from a place of comfort. He's writing from a place of affliction. He's writing from a place of persecution. He's writing from a place of exhaustion. Can I tell this body today that even when you're hurting, even when you're offended, even when you're attacked, even when you're tired, every single moment still matters. And what you do when your moment arrives is what's going to determine what happens next. Paul was suffering. Paul could have thrown in the towel. But yet he says something so profound and so powerful in verse 17. Paul says these words. He says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." Everybody say a moment. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Amen. Paul understood, amen, what we often forget. He did. He understood what we often forget. It's moments of pressure that can produce eternal results. What feels heavy right now may be working towards God's glory later. How many know we got to learn something from every moment? Huh? To those of you who don't want to be pastored, let me tell you something. We can learn something from every moment. And you need a pastor in your life. You need the Word of God in your life. You need moments to teach you in your life. And every single moment matters. Moments of pressure produce eternal results. They get us where God wants us to be. They redound. That word redound means to come back to or to rebound to the glory of God. What Paul was saying, our light affliction, Brother Eric, come on, that is just for a moment. Whether it's offense, whether it's anger, whether it's persecution, whether it's suffering, whatever it may be, God will take it and use it for His glory. And every single moment that comes to pass in your life will come back to the glory of God. It will come back to the glory of God. Even when you're hurting, even when you're attacked, even when you're tired, every single moment matters. Paul was suffering. Amen. But he reminds us of what we often forget. And that's moments of pressure, moments of correction, moments of guidance produce eternal results. We need the Holy Ghost to be our guide. We need spiritual authority to be our guide. Come on, we need the church to preach against sin. We need the church to preach against unfaithfulness. We need somebody to tell us the error of our ways today. We need the Holy Ghost to be our guide because heaven is at stake today. Heaven is at stake today, and you don't need somebody to patty cake you. You don't need somebody to tell you that everything you do is okay. No, you need somebody to tell you the truth. You need somebody to tell you that sin will land you in hell. We need somebody to tell you that unfaithfulness God does not honor. Amen. We need the truth today because it takes the truth to make us free. And Paul understood what we often forget, and it's those moments of pressure. Those moments that we feel uncomfortable in, Brother Harold, they're shaping us. They're coming right back to the glory of God. They're leading us right to the glory of God. What feels heavy for us right now is working towards God's glory later. Can I tell you, Paul tells us that moments are temporary, but their impact is eternal. Paul reminds the church that what they are going through is but for a moment. It's but for a moment, but how many know that pain feels permanent when you're in it? Come on. You can be honest with me today. Pain feels permanent when you're in the middle of it. Fear feels endless when you're in it. Struggle feels overwhelming when you're in the middle of it. But Paul reminds us it's temporary and that it redounds to the glory of God. And that the moment may be brief, but what it produces in you will last an eternity. I thank God for every time I had a pastor or a man of God in my life or a spiritual leader in my life that rebuked me and told me what I was doing was wrong. Not because it made me feel good. Not because it gave me goosebumps. Not because I went home enjoying it. Because it turned right around and brought the glory of God back into my life when they told me I had to be faithful and I had to put God first in my life. Amen. But pain feels permanent when you're in the midst of it. But Paul reminds us it's temporary that the moment may be brief, but what it produces in you will last forever. Church, this is why moments matter. This is why every moment matters. This is why every single moment matters. A moment of obedience can save a life. A moment of prayer can stop a tragedy. That's why we just brought those young people up here to pray for them. Because we want God's protection to go with them. How a moment of prayer can stop a tragedy. A moment of surrender can change your eternity today. Every moment matters. Moments of intuition matter. A missionary once shared, I was reading this week, he woke suddenly one day in the middle of the night with a deep burden to pray. No explanation from God. How many know God doesn't always give us explanations? Sometimes he just wakes you up and he wants you to figure it out. Sometimes he wakes you up and he just wants you to seek him. Sometimes he wakes you up and he just wants you to go to him in prayer. Amen. The missionary wakes up in the middle of the night with a deep burden to pray. No explanation from God. No details on what to pray about. Just a sense of urgency. How many know what the church needs in these last days is a sense of urgency? Come on, we need a sense of commitment. We need a sense of honoring God in our life. In everything that happens in our life and in every moment. A missionary wakes up in the middle of the night with a sense of urgency. And as he begins to pray, the Lord places a young couple on his heart and he begins to call that couple by name. Amen. He interceded intensely. Amen. For over an hour. He seeks the Lord. He calls upon the Lord. He pleads the blood of Jesus upon this young couple. And the next day he learns that at that exact time, the husband had suffered a massive stroke while he was alone in the middle of the night. And it was only by the mercy and only by the grace and only by the obedience of an interceding missionary who woke up in the middle of the night and took advantage of a moment that God gave him, and he began to plead the blood of Jesus upon this man. And the paramedic said it was a miracle that he survived that stroke. While he was alone in the middle of the night, the missionary said, God allowed me to step into a moment that mattered. Can I tell this body today, Brother Peter, every moment matters. Every single moment matters. What you do with every moment you're given matters. Every moment won't be enjoyable. Every moment won't give you goosebumps. Every moment is not going to make you jump up and down with excitement. But every moment will teach you something. Every moment will bring you right back to the glory of God if you're willing to listen to the voice of God. Every moment matters. Church, what we call intuition is often the Spirit of God inviting us into the heavenly. Man, we call that intuition because we got to have, Brother Doug, an explanation for everything. But all it boils down to is the Spirit of God giving us an inclination, showing us what we need to do, what we need to pray for. Let me tell you something. Every thought you have ought to be brought under the obedience of Christ. Every decision you make, every moment of your life matters. Can I tell you, every financial decision you make matters. Every health decision you make matters. Every decision you make about your children matters. Every moment in your life matters. God wants to use it to redound and bring you right back to the glory of God. But how you use that moment is going to determine what happens next. Ooh, I'm preaching. Even if you ain't helping, I'm preaching. I feel it. I feel the Holy Ghost in this room right now. I feel the Lord doing something supernatural in this room right now. I feel people receiving the guidance of the Holy Ghost right now. I feel people beginning to understand that what I do with my moment matters today. What I do with my moment matters. Church, we call it intuition, but it's the Spirit of God inviting us to partner with Him in the heavenly. Moments of compassion matter. Paul says all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might redound or come back to the glory of God. Can I tell you, grace is released when people respond to their moment. Grace of God is released. The mercy of God is released when people respond to their moment. A child pulled unconscious from a swimming pool. A neighbor remembers CPR, hands shaken, but she acts anyway. Moments like that are not accidents. Moments like that are the mercy and the grace of God today. Come on. It's the mercy and the grace of God. I remember a time when one of my children, we woke up in the middle of the night and had a cord stretched all around her neck. It was by the grace of God we woke up in the middle of the night and saw that. Come on, we might call that intuition. You call it whatever you want. I'm going to call it the mercy and the grace of my God today. I'm going to call it every moment in my life matters. And here I stand 30 years later giving Him the glory because my moment mattered and your moment matters today. Your moment matters. God uses ordinary people in extraordinary moments to put His glory on display. He does. Let me tell you something. The moment of endurance matters. Paul says in verse 16, for which cause we faint not. You know what Paul's telling us? Don't faint in your moment. Don't mistreat your moment. Don't diminish your moment. Don't misuse your moment. Your moment should redound to the glory of God. Every moment in our life matters. For which cause we faint not. Why? Because Paul learned that moments of weariness are not for your destruction. Moments of weariness are for your renewal. Moments of disappointment are for your renewal. Moments of heartbreak are for your renewal. God wants to use every moment. Come on. Every moment to redound, to bring back His glory in our lives, but we can't faint. He said, if you faint not, we cannot faint. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Can I tell this body today that the enemy wants you to quit in the moment? Can I tell you the enemy wants you to quit in the moment? The enemy wants you to get upset in the moment. The enemy wants you to throw in the towel in the moment, but God wants you to be renewed in the moment. It's all about how you respond to your moment. What you do next will determine what happens next. We got to make the most of every single moment. If we endure the moment, we inherit the promise. If we misuse the moment, we pay the consequences. Every moment matters. Can I tell you today that what you look at determines what you receive? Paul closes his text by shifting our focus to where it needs to be. He says, while we look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. Can I tell you, moments test your vision. Every man's work has to be tried by fire. It's Bible. I didn't make it up. Every man's work has to be tried by fire. Moments will test your vision. And without a vision, we're going to perish. Come on, without a vision, we're not going to make it to heaven. We're going to perish. Amen. What we look at determines what we receive. Moments test our vision. Our vision needs to be tested today. Our decisions need to be tested today. the things we're doing, they need to be tested today. Every man's work needs to be tried by fire. When we are tried, do we look at fear or do we look at faith? When we are tried, do we look at pressure or do we look at our promise? Come on. What are we going to do? What are we looking at today? Do we look at the moment or do we look at what God is producing through the moment? Do we look at what God is trying to do in us through our moment? Every moment matters. Seeing things, Paul says, are temporary. Tangible things, they're temporary. Come on, these things are all going to go away. But unseen things are forever. Unseen things are eternal. Come on, and we're not placing our attention and our sight on temporary things. We're focusing on eternal things. So we lay up our treasures in heaven where moth cannot corrupt and things do not rust and decay. Amen. We lay up our treasures in heaven. Seeing things are temporary, Paul says. Tangible things are temporary, but unseen things are eternal. Every moment is asking you a question. What are you looking at? What lens are you looking through? How do you see your situation? How could God be glorified in your situation? Every moment matters. And the way you look at that moment matters. Can I tell this body today there's a danger in dismissing your moments? Many missed miracles. Huh? Many missed their miracle because they misjudged their moment. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine how many miracles never happened because people didn't honor God in their moment. I can only imagine how many people's finances would have changed. How many people's marriages would have changed. How many people's health would have changed had they honored God in their moment. Had they honored God in their moment. Moments matter. They say, oh, this doesn't matter. This is small. This isn't going to hurt anything. I'll deal with that later. But can I tell you, eternity's often determined in the moments that we almost ignore. Eternity is often determined in the moments that we ignore. Every moment matters, church. Paul did not ignore his moment of suffering. Paul did not say, I'm suffering, so I'm going to throw in the towel. Paul did not say, I'm offended, so I'm going to throw in the towel. Paul did not say, I've been backbitten, but I'm going to throw in the towel. No, Paul said, I'm going to hold on to the glory of God. I'm going to seize my moment. I'm going to keep writing from this prison cell. I'm going to honor God in my moment, and God's going to bring it right back to his glory. And today, here we are over 2,000 years later, still celebrating Paul's moment. Because he picked up a pen and began to write from a moment of suffering. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't ignore his suffering. He reframed it. That's what he did. He reframed it. He took it out of an old ugly frame and he put it in a big beautiful frame. And he said, I'm going to change the way I look at my moment. That's what Paul did. And that's what we have to do today. Paul did not ignore his suffering. He said, it's working for us to the glory of God. Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're suffering with today, whatever you're facing today, come on, we just sang a song for you just a few moments ago. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn it for good. Yes, your suffering can be turned to good. Yes, your hurt can be turned to good. Yes, what you've been through can be turned to the glory of God. Because all things work towards the glory of God. Come on, all things work toward the good of those that love him, put their trust in him. Amen. Paul did not ignore his suffering. He allowed it to work to the glory of God. He penned most of the New Testament in a time, in a moment of suffering. Church, right now is a moment. You sitting in this sanctuary is a moment. What you're hearing me preach right now is a moment. It's a moment in your life. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? It's a moment. This service is a moment. What you're going through right now is a moment. God is dealing with hearts. God is stirring faith in people. God is calling us to obedience and to faithfulness. You know what? This moment may feel ordinary, but heaven's watching you in every moment. Your moment may be rough. Your moment may be unpleasurable. Your moment may be pleasurable, but heaven is watching you in every moment. The Lord's eyes are upon you in every single moment, what you do with what has been given to you. Some people deal with moments that seem unfair. God bless your heart. Sometimes the cards we receive are not the cards we want. But every moment matters, and heaven is watching us in every moment. So don't faint in the moment. Don't delay in the moment. Don't dismiss the moment, because every moment matters. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. The last point that I want to make to you today about moments matter is this. It's important that you respond in your moment. It is. It's important that you respond. And it's not just important that you respond. It's important how you respond. It's important that Brother Joe doesn't hit the keys while I'm preaching. Did I say that on live? Sorry, Brother Joe. It's important that you respond in your moment. Years ago, a young man walks into a church. Years of prayer, years of interceding, years of pleading the blood that God would save him. He walks into a church. He's facing a decision. He sits in the back of a church and the Lord begins to deal with him. He begins to shake. He begins to cry. But he never gets up out of his seat. He never walks to the front of the church. A few days later, he lets a friend talk him into a very bad decision. He walks into a house in the hood, and he never leaves. He was shot dead. He didn't seize this moment. Can I tell you today how crucial it is that you respond to your moment today? God has given you a moment. God has given you an opportunity. Every moment is an opportunity for what you're going through to be brought right back to the glory of God in your life. Paul said, this light affliction is but for a moment, and God wants to use it to redound to the glory of God. What you do with every single moment matters. Every single moment, it matters. God is dealing with hearts in this room today. God is stirring up faith today. God is calling us to obedience. God is calling us to faithfulness today. But how are we going to respond in our moment? How are we going to respond at God's opportunity to bring His glory into our life? Are we going to faint in our moment? Are we going to throw in the towel in our moment? Are we going to give up in our moment? Are we going to dismiss our moment? It's important that you respond correctly to your moment. Paul said this momentary affliction is producing an eternal weight of glory. Your moment may be brief, but it has eternal impact. What you're going through right now, you might not understand, but I promise you, if you stay faithful to God, you will in the days to come. I promise you, God's going to reveal to you, God's going to show you how he took what the enemy meant for evil and he turned it for your good. Church, in our finite minds, we cannot comprehend the glory of God. We cannot comprehend how God can take bad and turn it into good, but he can do it. But it all depends on how you respond in your moment. Paul said this momentary affliction, this light affliction, is producing in us an eternal weight of glory, but only if we respond. Only if we respond. If you need repentance, this is your moment. If you need a closer relationship with God, this is your moment. If you need God to help you in your marriage, this is your moment. If you need God to help you with your children, this is your moment. If you need a healing from God, this is your moment today. If you need renewed in the Holy Ghost, this is your moment today. If God has been dealing with you, if God has been talking to you, this is your moment. What are you going to do with your moment? What are you going to do with the moment that God has given you today? You got to respond correctly in your moment. If we need it, God has it for us today. Altars are places where moments become memorials. One moment can change your life forever. One word from heaven, one touch from God can forever change your life, but only if you respond in your moment. One moment in the presence of God can outweigh a lifetime of struggle. Come on, I'm not dismissing what you're going through today. I'm telling you, God can help you with it. I'm telling you, God can help you with it. Would you get out of that seat today? Would you take advantage of your moment? Would you respond to the Lord in this place, in this moment, so God can use it to redound to the glory of God in your life? These altars are open as we sing this closing song today.